Here's another edition of the BayCare Health Systems podcast series, BayCare Health Chat with Melanie Cole.
Welcome to BayCare Health Chat. I'm Melanie Cole, and today we're discussing technology and your health. Tech Deck at BayCare. Joining me is Travion Bigby. She's a health technology coach with BayCare. Travion, it's a pleasure to have you join us today. What an exciting topic. Tell us, what is Tech Deck and what's the concept behind it?
So the Tech Deck is a resource for health and wellness technologies that will help our clients and customers live a healthy lifestyle. So we use the integration of technology and health coaching to specifically provide support and coaching for a variety of wellness devices and apps that will help our clients monitor and improve their health.
There's so many cool ones out there today. So tell us about some of the more interesting diabetes and sleep initiative devices.
So we offer a sleep tracker that is from the brand Eversleep. Initially, what the client would do is they would get a referral from their doctor to say, you know, hey, we want you to go to the Tech Deck, look at some devices that they have, and see which one will best fit whatever the diagnosis that the doctor, you know, discuss with the client. With the sleep tracker, it's like a watch that you wear and you would put it on your finger, and it tracks your O2. It tracks different sleep patterns. If you're snoring, it also detects insomnia. It detects like 15 different features and factors within your sleeping. So I think that's very neat. And we show the customer how to really optimize and get the most out of that device. So therefore, their doctor can have, you know, a lot of data to look back on while they're at home. So it kind of cuts down on the inpatient, in-house visits, and they can do a lot of the things that the doctor needs to monitor from home. We also partner with Dario, which has a smart glucometer device that we, again, suggest for our clients to use. It's compatible with the iPhone or Android, and you would just plug in an adapter piece to your phone, and you can put in the test strip. And your phone has an app that stores all of your readings. It tells you when your sugar's getting low. It lets you know when your next reading is. And it has different features in there. So say, for instance, you're driving. It tells you, like, hey, you're 5 minutes away from Subway. We see that your sugar is at 70-something, God forbid. And it will let you know, like, hey, this is the options that you can choose from Subway. So I feel that is very neat because, you know, as diabetics, sometimes it's kind of hard when, you know, you have to monitor your sugar and monitor your diet at the same time.
Wow, that is so cool. And really, I would imagine it would make healthcare for people with diabetes or people with sleep disorders more confident, more comfortable that they're being looked after and that their doctors can get this information as well. Tell us some more of the exciting apps for wellness, Travion, because what a great topic this is. So many interesting ones out there.
We have different apps that track activity and steps as well as caloric intake. One of the apps that we really love to suggest to our clients is the MyFitnessPal app. It's an app where you are able to track your calories and track your calories that you intake and the calories that you, of course, outtake. And those factors come from your motion, how many miles you walked that day, and everything kind of syncs in from your phone. It gives you an option to visualize and see what you're eating, what you're putting in your body, how many carbs, the protein, just all of those different factors that play into monitoring what you eat. You can visually see that from your phone. And it's not like you have to wait a while for you to see what you're eating and, oh, is this going to play a factor, mess up how many calories I'm taking in for the day? You're able to see that on your phone in one setting. So that makes it neat and easier for the client to just stay on top of those things as far as watching what they eat.
There are so many cool ones out there. Tell us about what you do, Travion. What kind of coaching do you provide and how does that work?
So I provide health coaching to my clients, and how that works is basically we do an initial consultation meeting where we just sit down and kind of just discuss the problems and challenges that my client is facing. And once I can kind of hone in on the challenges that my client is facing, we then work together to just identify those strengths that the client has. Sometimes the client doesn't realize that they have these strengths, but because they're so consumed in the disease that they've been diagnosed with, especially with things like diabetes, where you're going to have to make a lifestyle change. So if I can just sit down and help my client realize, like, hey, you know, you may not be a good person that likes to exercise, but you're very good in the kitchen. So let's work on ways that we can kind of look at dieting first, and then let's worry about exercising later. You're really good at making healthy dishes. So what's some fun, healthy dishes here that you can make and still keep you motivated and engaged in trying to better your health? So I like to take a motivational type approach with my clients, because they don't know that sometimes they're their biggest motivators. All they need is just a coach to just push them to see their potential.
That's absolutely true. As an exercise physiologist, I see that. And what a great program that you have, that you're able to take their strengths and help them to be more motivated in those before you start kind of working around on some of the other things. Tell us about some new initiatives that you'd like to share, whether it's pregnancy or any others you want to share with the listeners.
So we do have some new initiatives that we're working on right now. With COVID going on, as everyone knows, we are going to be offering virtual health coaching, and that just gives our clients the options to still stay connected with us just from a virtual standpoint. We've also been working with OB to bring on a pregnancy initiative, and that initiative will pretty much, we will partner as a health coach with the OBs to make sure that the mother is healthy and the baby's healthy, and providing her with different technologies and wearables where she can track some of the things that she's going through in her pregnancy, like water intake, the amount of time she got sick, being able to track her blood glucose and her weight. Because, you know, weight management and weight tracking with pregnancy is a very big deal. So if we can provide them with a scale where they can just sync that data to their doctor and their physician and cut down on some of those inpatient visits, that is like one of the biggest things. And it cuts on costs as far as with the patient as well.
Well, I would imagine it does. And how have been your outcomes, Travion? Tell us what you've seen and give us some success stories.
Oh, wow. I have a lot of success stories. One in particular that always I like to tell a lot of people about is I had a client. He wasn't the biggest fan of the gym. He was a bit older. And of course, he was kind of like stuck in his ways. I mean, you know, I've been eating this for years. Why would I change now? We kind of looked at some things as far as like family. I later discovered that he had grandkids, small grandkids at that. And he said, you know what? I can say, he's like, I'm just not able to play with them how I want to. And it's because I need to lose some weight. I'm out of shape. I can't keep up with them. I'm always sitting down to play with them and things of that nature. So we said, well, hey, let's use your grandkids as the motivator. Let's take this thing one step at a time to really see how we can get you to your goal. So he started by just purchasing a Fitbit. And with that Fitbit, that kept him just motivated to push and get more steps each day. So he eventually worked himself up to 10,000 steps a day in a month, which I thought was fantastic. From there, he said, you know what, I'm going to also join the gym. I said, wow. So he joined the gym. He's been an active member at the gym till this day on forward. He's purchased a Fitbit scale to monitor his weight so he doesn't go back to his old weight. He's playing with the grandkids. He's running around. And he lost 35 pounds in 6 months.
Wow. I love that story. I've heard some like that myself. And it's rewarding, isn't it, Travion? It's rewarding doing what you do and being able to help people like that and see those kinds of changes that really do affect their quality of life. Tell us a little bit about the relationship with physicians, current and what you see happening in the future, because technology and indeed things like telehealth have really come into the mainstream now. What's the relationship with the physicians? How are they helping with this?
The physicians have really been helpful. I can definitely see things moving forward and, you know, progressing and getting better as far as how we partner and interact together for the client. Again, with COVID just making us have to just go digital with a lot of things, they now see, hey, this is not a bad idea for us to offer and suggest virtual health coaching. It's not a bad idea for our clients to use different wearables like Fitbits and scales where, you know, we can still keep track of different data that we would need for new and recurring appointments. So I definitely can say that the physicians are taking heed to adding more technology and integrating that with their wellness visits for their clients and for their patients. And in the future, I definitely see health coaching and physicians just partnering more and tackling that whole mindset part of a patient adhering to the type of care and the type of regimens that they have to abide by on a daily for them to just have the most optimal health.
And now what about other providers? Travion, obviously this is a multidisciplinary thing. There must be so many of you involved. Tell us a little bit about your relationship with other resources, such as dietitians, fitness instructors. Tell us about your team.
Oh, great question. So we partner with the dietitian here at BayCare, and how that works is she would initially help with different recipes that our customers and our clients can purchase and use for different disease states like heart healthy diets and diabetic friendly diets. Being that the health coach can't make those dietitian nutrition recommendations, we can appoint them to the appropriate resources. So we definitely have a close relationship with the dietitians. We have close relationships with the gym, of course. We definitely have a close relationship with pretty much everyone in the building and within BayCare as far as lab and imaging and different primary care offices, because we also help the patients get connected and understand how to utilize the patient portal.
This is all so important and really futuristic and exciting. Give us your final thoughts, Travion, and what you'd like people to know about Tech Deck at BayCare, technology, and being their own best health advocate.
The thing I really want people to take away from the Tech Deck is that, you know, don't be scared of technology. Technology has its pros and its cons. And if you're using them the right way and using them to get the most out of them, you can definitely just be proactive in adhering to your health and wellness goals. So trying to make sure you're at the right heart rate, that right body weight that you want. You're getting the most steps and being active every day and attending different classes to learn about the technology, like our Fitbit one-on-one classes. Utilizing those virtual health coaching sessions when you need them the most is what we really want our patients to learn and take away from the Tech Deck. And also know that when you're not understanding the technology, we're here to provide that technology assistance and that technology support. And it's rare that you get support and coaching at the same time. So it's a great initiative. I love it.
It certainly is. And thank you for coming on and telling us about it. As you say, it's a great initiative and can help so many people take charge of their health. To learn more about BayCare's health and wellness technology services, or to schedule an appointment with a Tech Deck health technology coach, please visit our website at baycare.org. That concludes today's episode of BayCare Health Chat. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and all the other BayCare podcasts. For more health tips like this, follow us on your social channels. I'm Melanie Cole.